And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District was a longtime Democratic stronghold until the retirement of U.S. Representative Dave Obie in 2011. The district has been in the Republican column since, first by Obie's successor, Sean Duffy, and since 2020 by Tom Tiffany, who's seeking re-election in November with no Republican primary challenger on August 13th. There is a contest on the Democratic side. Elsa Duranceau of Merrill will face Kyle Kilborn of Woodboro. We heard from Kilborn earlier this week, and today Duranceau joins us. Duranceau was born and raised in Merrill, Wisconsin, where she graduated Merrill High School and still lives. She served in the U.S. Air National Guard from 2011 to 2018 and earned a bachelor's degree from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 2016 and also attended other UW campuses. She's executive director of the Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation in Merrill. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Elsa.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, to start, what is your top priority in Congress for representing the 7th District?
My top priority is to codify our right to privacy, to implement federal regulations that are, but that have humans at the center of the policies. Right now, there are no federal regulations for what private companies like Google, Meta, Microsoft can do with our information in the development of their AI models. And I truly believe that we need to have regulations like yesterday.
Thank you. It is generally understood by both sides of the aisle that federal immigration reform is necessary. What one reform is most needed in the current immigration system?
Staffing of the federal agencies that do the intake for the people seeking asylum. The crisis in my mind is not that there are so many people who are seeking to come into the United States, but it is the way in which we have failed to fix the processes in which are implemented when they get here. We need to have, a more streamlined process and a more family-centered process. A lot of the people that are coming here already have families. And since everything is so backed up, connecting these people with their families while they're going through the processes are nearly non-existent. And then we hear the horrors of children being ripped from their parents and the news that we hear out of the what is happening of the conditions on the border.
Thank you. The proposed billion-dollar Nemadji Trail Energy Center for Superior has divided northern Wisconsin, including traditional members of the Democratic Party coalition, particularly labor versus environmental. Are you in favor of the plant or against it?
That is an excellent question. I am against it. We don't need it. We are operating, arguably okay without it. Yes, prices are a little bit higher, but when it comes to the environmental damage, the cost is just too high. And it's not just about us Americans, or the people of Wisconsin, but that's going to cross over onto indigenous lands. And if, they have their sovereign right to say no, I am in full support of that.
Next question. In light of the U.S. Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade, do you favor a federal law to either outlaw or protect abortion access?
I am in favor of a federal law that would protect abortion access, but not just the access of abortion, but this goes into my main platform of the right to privacy, because that was what was argued in Roe v. Wade, was that we all have the right to privacy that is protected in the due process of the 14th Amendment. And the overturning of Roe v. Wade has jeopardized that privacy right that was established during that argument. And that leads open to the doors to dismantling what we have and what we've, been so blessed to have as the doctor-patient privacy privilege. Women are now being tracked in states like Texas. People can be prosecuted for going over through different townships or cities. And, you know, that's terrifying. That all goes down our rights to privacy. And I am for reestablishing or even codifying our rights.
Thank you. What separates you from your opponent?
I have a list. First and foremost is I'm from Wisconsin. I'm the fifth generation Duronto who was born and raised in Merrill, Wisconsin, which is part of the 7th CD, too. I'm an Air Force veteran. I have spent 8 years in the military, and I have a very unique understanding of not only what it is to be a military member, but the, you know, intricate geopolitics of the world. And I have extensive experience working with public policy, the grant programs that are funded by Congress, and I see where there are, you know, the red tape that stops rural Wisconsin from receiving the funding that is actually designated for them. And ultimately, that's what I would be bringing to Congress, as I see what, you know, essentially small things could be changed to make huge differences.
And lastly, this year's presidential race is perhaps the most volatile ever. If your party's candidate doesn't win, how will you work with the second Trump administration?
Oh, I think about this a lot, and it's however we can. Organizing from the bottom up is really how we deal with potential Trump policy or presidency, rather. We, you know, Congress makes these decisions. And yes, I know that the Project 2025 lays out how President Trump can use his executive order to overrule. But I'm hopeful that we would be able to hold the fort during the storm.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Elsa Duranso, a candidate in the August 13th Democratic primary for the 7th District Congressional race to face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Thank you for joining us, Elsa.
Thank you.
If you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.